My guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight has an amazingly varied musical background as concertmaster and session player, violinist, violist. She's a performing artist in many musical genres, a singer, songwriter, and teacher. These days, she's focusing on writing and singing, and her second album called The Silver Lining has just been released, and we'll debut a song from that in just a few minutes. I'd like you to meet Efrat. Many thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You have a lovely name. What is its origin?
It's actually from the Old Testament. My parents are Israeli. Came here to do postdoctorate work and ended up staying.
You're a New Yorker these days, but you're originally from the South, Knoxville, I hear.
I actually grew up in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, which is about 30 minutes southwest of Knoxville.
You were drawn to music, specifically the violin, at a very early age.
I had a babysitter who played the cello, actually, the grandniece of Albert Einstein. She used to bring her cello over, and I just fell in love with the sound and knew I wanted to play strings, but violin was easy to carry.
Was that strictly classical style, or was the fiddle style as well part of your repertoire?
I came back from my first lesson, and my dad, who's a nuclear physicist, also plays accordion. I started learning both to read classical and then to learn by ear at the same time, klezmer and Israeli folk music from him. I loved everything about music, so as I got older, any opportunities I could to do anything different, I would. I'd even play my violin along to Prince and Madonna on the radio. Anywhere I could get my hands on opportunity to play a different style, I tried to take it.
And lots of those styles you were drawn to include jazz and African music, some folk, pop, rock. Who are some of your favorite artists that you'd cite as influences?
Madonna is one of my first and still favorite influences. I'm not crazy about the music she makes today. It's not as much my style. I loved her stuff in the early days. But the thing that's impressive to me about her is the fact that, especially since Evita was in the contract that she had to take opera lessons, and after that she started taking piano, she started taking guitar, and so she really learned how to create the music on her own more and more and constantly improved herself. And I believe that's why she's able to still do this. To be able to permeate between all the different areas of music is just an awesome thing. Other people, I've always been a huge Peter, Paul, and Mary fan ever since I was a little kid. Prince, Jimi Hendrix, The Doors, The Beatles, and then Miles Davis even.
All those different styles of music, is there one you like more than the others, or do you like them all for different reasons?
I go through periods. Right now, I've been really getting back into the folk and roots and 60s rock, actually.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar with tonight's guest, Efrat. I mentioned that you played the violin, but you play the viola as well, which I've always thought was sort of an underutilized and underrated instrument. Unless it's a classical piece, most popular pieces use violin or cello or stand-up bass. Why does the viola get so little time in the spotlight?
I think it's because there's a lot more violinists, just because it's easier to carry and smaller. And when I say carry, I also mean under your chin. It's more taxing on the body. Also, it can't get as high, and they're not quite as low as cello, so it's like, oh, well, they don't go that low either. They're just sort of in the middle. The fingering is almost the same. You have a specific pattern that you'll use depending on your keys, and it's just a slightly wider space.
I read where you were a concertmaster for Olivia Newton-John's orchestra. What does a concertmaster do, first of all, and what was it like working with her?
She was very cool. I met everybody who was still alive from Greece, except for Stockard Channing and John Travolta. A concertmaster has a couple of different roles. You sort of lead the first violinist and the second violinist. Everybody's watching you to make sure they're also coming in at the right part. If you miscount, people are going to all second-guess themselves. Sometimes, as in with this case, I was also creating bowings so that we all look the same uniformed look of the bows going up and down.
So it's a visual thing as well as a sound thing. Wow.
Yes.
You've also sung jazz, Efrat, which is the basis for your debut CD 8 years ago, and part of that was included in a movie soundtrack. How did that come about?
My first non-wedding gig was a women in jazz show at Minton's Playhouse in Harlem, which is a very old club that had just been opened again. There happened to be this guy in the audience who was a producer. He comes up to me, he's like, I loved your violin playing, gave him my card, and randomly, as I was recording that album, he calls me and he's like, so, you know, I'm getting ready to make a new movie and I'm looking for original music. If you have anything, send it in. And I actually rushed back into the studio to mix 3 originals, and he chose 2 of them.
In the interim between your CDs, you took a break and became a new mom. Is your child musical?
He is very musical. In fact, last night we had our first CD release event. The backup singers came up and sang with me, and we had 2 opening acts, and they came up and sang, and my son came and sang the first verse with me. 2 days a week, I teach from home, and he's here, and I stagger the lessons. So he loves listening in, and he'll actually come in. Is it okay if I watch? It's pretty cool. It's fun to see how he develops.
Why was the time right to go back to writing and performing your own material?
I was doing the jazz and jazz crossover thing, but I was frustrated with the genre. Jazz hasn't progressed that much since the 70s, yet at the same time, the newer things are not as accepted as they used to be. I had my kid, took about a year break, and when he was about a little over a year old, I got recruited into a 7-piece alt folk band called Spite and Rival. I'm forever grateful to them for introducing me to this community they've been involved with. I just felt really well received, and it just, I guess, inspired me to want to spread some of the blessings that I've had. It ended up being the best thing for me because I realized all about the silver lining.
Well, what a great title for this new CD, The Silver Lining. Where did you record it and who produced it?
I recorded it at Ampersand Studios, and I co-produced it with the guy who's also my engineer. His name is Bob Harris.
I'm Kathy Millar, and my guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD is Efrat. Where will you be playing locally to support the CD?
We're going to NRFA, and we're working on a bunch of places, so I can't quite say until they're solidified, but you can look at us at efratmusic.com. Right on the front page, we have our schedule. You can check out there what's coming up at present. EFRATmusic.com.
As I mentioned, this new album is called The Silver Lining, and the track that we're going to debut tonight is called Are You Worthy? Please give us the song's backstory.
I wrote it around last January after dating a guy for a couple months and invited him to go have dinner with my friends, and he's like, well, maybe we should talk first. Does that mean we're committed? What does that mean? And we started having the conversations about where is this going, and at the same time, I started realizing that all my life I've been asking the wrong question. Every time I would meet a guy, I would say, am I worthy? Am I worthy? And I started realizing that maybe that's the wrong thing to ask. Maybe it's, are you worthy of my time, of my love, of my generosity, of whatever I can give?
Efrat, many thanks for being my guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Best of luck with this new CD called The Silver Lining and all of your upcoming work. Here's Efrat with Are You Worthy on 100.7 WHUD.
Fairy tales teach us of love at first sight, and if it's the right one, that you'll never fight. But it's not that way, and you know a mind can change every day. And even so, I grew for you. Yeah, baby, I moved by you. Oh, is it something more or just some passing inspiration? 'Cause at this moment I lust for you. Yeah, baby, I must have you. Only time will tell if this ain't just a wild flirtation. Oh, are you worthy of my love? Are you worthy of my love? Are you worthy of my love? Or is this just infatuation? Oh, are you worthy of my love? But I want you right now. There's a feeling inside me that just won't subside. Wanna have you near, but don't know yet if for a day or a year. But even so, I grew for you. Yeah, baby, I moved by you. This is something more or just some passing inspiration? At this moment I lust for you. Yeah, baby, I must have you. But only time will tell if this ain't just a wild flirtation. Oh, are you worthy of my love? Are you worthy of my love? Are you worthy of my love? Or is this just infatuation? Oh, are you worthy of my love? Are you worthy of my love? Are you worthy of my love? Or is this just infatuation? Thank you. yeah, baby, I'm moved by you. Oh, is this something more or just some passing inspiration? 'Cause at this moment I lust for you. Yeah, baby, I must have you. But only time will tell if this ain't just a wild flirtation. Oh, are you worthy of my love?